The Preservation Board's been putting together a list of local buildings often seen as landmarks, which aren't legally local landmarks. Besides these two buildings, it's also Olmsted at Kensington High School and others. The subcommittee, which suggests possibilities for landmarking, is meeting again. Lawyer and preservationist Richard Berger says the Michigan Street Baptist Church has been taken over by a new group working on fixing up a building 175 years old. Berger told the Preservation Board the Buffalo Niagara Freedom Station Coalition is backed by the Al Bethel Assembly Light of the World Missions, which runs the church.
They're fully in agreement with this landmarking. Bishop Henderson, who's the leader, sits on our board of directors also for the Freedom Station Coalition. So I just want to make that clear to the Preservation Board, because I saw something on the application to what other organizations have an interest here. And it's certainly the Light of the World Missions does.
Bishop William Henderson runs that congregation and has long personally repaired problems in the aging building. The council is slated today to set public hearing dates for Grover and Michigan Street Baptist in the next stage of the landmarking process. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.